reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to PVGA Radio, this for the week of December 9th, 2008. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, this week bringing you a lot of news, including some news on another new disc golf magazine coming your way in 2009, along with news on a new course in New York, also more information on the course issues in Chico, California, an exciting new disc golf game for your computer, along with tournament results from last weekend, and a preview of the rest of 2008's PDGA schedule. It's coming up next right here on PDGA Radio, courtesy of the PDGA Store, Innova Champion Discs, the International Disc Golf Center, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
It may be the month of December, but no longer does that mean there aren't any disc golf events to play in. Last weekend alone, there were more than a dozen sanctioned events on the PDGA calendar, and here are some highlights from those, with results starting in South Carolina for the Charleston Classic, a B-tier where Michael Johansson earned the victory by 6 throws over Justin Jernigan and Trey Johnson. Jeremy Colling finishes in 4th place, 11 throws off the lead. In the Masters division, it was Greg Hosfeld winning in a playoff over Mel Schumann, Sarah Stanhope won for the Pro Women, and Aaron Dean beat out Connor Thompson to win the Advanced division. They also had a B-tier in Lakewood, Washington Saturday. It saw Mike Kane beat Chris Waugh by 7 throws. In Advanced, it was Paul Wright beating Miki Fujikawa in a playoff to earn the win. And in Intermediate, it was Nathan Pervenich getting the win by 1 over Kyle Sutherland and Brent Huber. The largest event last weekend appears to have been in Tyler, Texas for their Piney Woods Pro-Am. 148 players in attendance, and Coda Hatfield gets the win in open by 6 over Miles Seaborn. Matt Hall and Chris Farnham tie for 3rd, finishing 8 throws behind the lead. Ron Silliman won for the Masters, Skeeter Harrison wins Grandmasters. Advanced division goes to Nick Polson, getting a playoff victory over Philip Hall. Barry Wayne Pierce wins in Advanced Masters, and Tim Dorsey plays solidly to win the Intermediate division by 2 over Ryan Middlebrook and Mitch Brannick. Elsewhere around the disc golf world, Chris Orrick wins the Tennessee State Tour Finals by 2 over Will Schusterick. Michael Burnham wins Masters, and Blair Bowes won in Advanced. And finally, Josh Childs won the December Monthly in Georgia at the International Disc Golf Center by 5 over Jason Olind.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. In case you haven't heard yet, the PDGA is pleased to announce that it will return to publishing its own in-house publication beginning in 2009 through the new PDGA Media Group. The project is still in the early planning stages, but the publication is expected to be a glossy full-color magazine containing membership information, news, opinions, event schedules, articles, photos, advertisements, and other content consistent with the purpose of the PDGA. All active PDGA members will receive an annual subscription to the publication as a benefit of membership. The PDGA previously had its own in-house magazine prior to 1995 when Disc Golfer was published. The new publication will return full editorial control over its content to the PDGA, as well as improve communications with its members and ensure that the sport of disc golf will continue to have a quality publication that can be used in promoting the sport for years to come. Members interested in providing content to the new magazine in the form of photographs and/or articles are encouraged to contact the PDGA office. Another announcement with more details will be coming in the near future. This new publication will replace Flying Disc magazine, published by Rich Gibbons, which served as the official publication of the PDGA for the previous year. Before then, current board member Rick Rothstein published Disc Golf World for the PDGA from 1995 through 2007. Now, from an article by Alex Nye in the East Aurora Advertiser out of East Aurora, New York, where he reported that there is a new disc golf course at Emory Park. Their visitors to the park over the past week probably noticed a new 18-hole disc golf course. That's after several members of the local disc golf community broke ground earlier in the fall to begin the initial construction and clearing of the course. They donated numerous volunteer hours and raised nearly $10,000 to help bring the new disc golf course to the area. Chad Adams is a local resident and creator of the course. He said it will be one of the longest in the country. It was my goal to create a championship-level course, and I wanted to make it bigger, better, and grander than any other. Measuring in at 10,800 feet, he appears to have done that. Adams, who has been playing the sport for over 5 years, said the idea to make a course at Emory Park came to him one day while hiking through the park. He noticed the great scenery and setting and thought it would serve well. His passion for disc golf then took over, compelling him to go before the Erie County legislators, raise nearly $10,000, and then build the entire 2-mile-long course. Adams did have help from his friends from the Niagara Region Disc Golf Club. He said they are a dedicated group that has been involved with other disc golf projects in the area. Adams said that the course is free to play, but you will need to provide your own disc, and as of now, there are no signs. The holes have been cleared and the baskets are installed, so the course is playable, and organizers encourage local residents and others to go and use the facility while course maintenance continues as always. Signs, maps, and scorecards will be posted in the spring, and the Niagara Disc Golf Club will also hold an official inauguration then.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where now, according to KNVN Action News 24 from Chico, California, where they're reporting that the referendum drive to overturn a Chico City Council decision to ban disc golf in their Upper Bidwell Park only has a few days left to collect signatures and submit their petition. The petition group says it already has collected 5,000 signatures. They need 4,800 valid signatures for the referendum to be successful. If the referendum passes, the city council would have to either allow disc golf in Upper Bidwell Park to stay or have the issue go to a popular vote of the people. The deadline for collecting the referendum signatures and turning them in is December 18th. The group has put forward a compromise plan which would allow disc golf on the current 25-acre long course in Upper Bidwell Park and close the short course. The plan benefits serious players but not kids and families whose skill level is more suited for the short course. City Councilman Tom Nickel, who voted to remove disc golf from Upper Bidwell Park, told Action News he's looking for a solution that could include constructing a new disc golf course at the 5-mile recreation area where parking benches and bathrooms are already established. But that plan also has numerous obstacles, environmental issues, and a cost of approximately $20,000 to construct the course plus annual maintenance fees, and that could take years to complete. Attention video gamers and others who just can never seem to have enough disc golf in their lives. It appears Gordon Griesel of Bakersfield, California has come to your rescue, developing a computer video game all about disc golf. It's called Disc Flight Sim, with disc golf play and simulations. It's available online for free trial or purchase download at discflightsim.com. The full package is $20. In addition to simply playing disc golf, users can create their own course, among numerous other features that's included in the game. You can try it yourself. A free three-hole demo version is available for you online, or you can buy the whole package. That's again discflightsim.com. And finally, a couple general announcements. First, for the PDGA, the ability to add or edit listings in their course directory is once again working online, and so is the search function within the players rating page. And attention women disc golfers, or guys who know a woman disc golfer, make sure to check out and make plans to attend La Via in Rose, the women's only 8-year event, being hosted by Juliana Korver next February 14th and 15th in Florida at the Suwannee Music Park. More information can be found on pdga.com or juliannakorver.net/rose. We'll wrap up this week's PDGA radio program right after this.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Well, this is the final regularly scheduled edition of PDGA Radio for 2008, so let's go ahead and give a rundown of the schedule over these final weeks of disc golf in 2008. Starting with this upcoming weekend of December 13th and 14th, you have the Bob Robertson Memorial in Crowley, Texas. Also the Tupelo Bay Open in South Carolina. The Houston Series Championships in Houston, Texas. Christmas Classic is in Alabama. Or try the Holiday Heiser in Toledo, Ohio. And finally, there are the 4th Annual Masters Championships across the Pacific Ocean in Hitachi and Ibaraki, Japan. Then for December 20th and 21st, you can enjoy the 100 Holes of Hell in Dripping Springs, Texas, or the Enchanted Forest Toy Drive in Newton, Pennsylvania, or the Winter Solstice Open in Estacada, Oregon. Three events on the schedule for December 27th after Christmas. They are in Juneau, Alaska, Waco, Texas, and Athens, Alabama. And then on New Year's Eve, it's your last chance and second to last chance to play a sanctioned disc golf event in 2008. It's again in Austin, Texas, for a pair of one-round events. There are, of course, also local winter leagues and much more unsanctioned disc golf action still going on this winter, so check with your local pro shop or club to find out when and where you can play this winter. And also check PDGA.com and the PDGA calendar for the full list of sanctioned events going on around the world. There are already many on the schedule for 2009, so check it out, plan ahead, and pre-register. You don't want to miss your chance to play. However, that is going to do it for this week's program and therefore this year's series, the PDGA Radio. Thanks again to our sponsors, Discraft, Innova, the PDGA, PDGA Store, and the International Disc Golf Center. Thanks for listening. Until next time, whenever that may be, for PDGA Radio, I'm Steve Kaczynski. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.